Good morning, Audio Boo. It's an absolutely glorious morning. I'm standing on a pontoon at Rothesay Harbour. Proper harbour, proper working harbour. They don't have facilities for yachties. We've just been to the nearby shop to try and stock up on alcohol. I mean, provisions, food and stuff. And
you all right, my boy?
I am wonderful. Yes. Afraid slight little issue.
What's that?
No alcohol.
What?
Yep.
What, before 10 or something?
Yeah. We're going back, don't worry.
We've got to be away at 10.
Yeah, but we've got two boats on the other side of us, so I'm sure we can get back.
Okay. Your call.
Well, no, well, I suppose, actually, it is your call. Do you mind us doing that?
No.
No? Okay. That's Chris, our skipper. Chelsea's showing him due deference. So we've just been to Co-op only to discover that they don't serve alcohol in this lovely place before 10 o'clock. I have to say, we were talking on the way back over, all the Scottish people here, this part of Scotland that we have talked to are all rather miserable. And whether it's just the way that they speak to any English person. can't wait to get shot of us. I don't know, but just no warmth at all. It was the same with the pub last night, and service was quite poor. That was in the what was the pub called? It was a good job I can't remember the name, then I can't slander them. It was a bit poor. I could go on for ages, and I have just gone on for ages with others on the inadequacies of the pub, but so I won't rehearse it here. It's gorgeous sunshine. I'm wearing my new salopettes, which I'm very, very pleased with. I will do a blog article at some point actually on this, because they haven't been tested in full rain, because I was feeling a bit seasick when we had our storms earlier. On the way up Loch Long, but in terms of wearability, comfort, whatever, brilliant. Both the top and the salopettes fit really well, lovely and comfortable. No sort of baggy bits or anything. Very happy. I think they're having breakfast downstairs. I need to get some breakfast. Some point, but I've had two cups of tea so far, living on tea. It's just glorious. And we're going to Porta Vedi, I think. Porta Vardi? I'm putting the emphasis in the wrong place, I know. But anyway, that's where we're going. I ought to get back on board this boat at some point before we then go back for alcohol, assuming that Chris is okay with that. I think he'll be fine, actually. I think he might like a little restocking. It's the first time I've had a chance to do a private, not private audio, but just talking one. And it's been a really good trip so far, apart from being a bit icky. But lying on my back, I was okay in the end. It's been really good so far. We've got a good crew, this boat, and a good skipper. It's good fun. The boat lacks storage space, which is a bit of a pain, but all in all it's not the fastest on earth either. We lose any race depending on regardless of sail settings and whatever, not that we're racing properly, just doing it for fun. Anyway, I'm waffling on. I should have stopped there. I will add some lovely picture of our boat onto this, hopefully, if I can take it and then add it back on. And that's really it for now. Bye for now.